this world depends on that creativity. And I think that for people who say that they aren't creative, they're selling themselves and the world short. Welcome to the Bold Moves How Did You Know podcast, a podcast for the naturally curious who want to define their own path. I'm your host, Kristen Rocco, and here I'm sharing bold move stories that propelled my guests from curiosity to action, and in doing so, they've defined a path that is purposeful to them. Through these stories, I hope you'll be inspired to pursue your boldest dreams. Today, this episode is going to be a fun conversation, dare I call it a curiosity conversation, with my friend, Kate Weschler. Kate, hi, how are you? It is so good to have you in this casual conversation. It's really a first for me, just doing something a little bit more low-key, a little bit more like a friend talking to a friend.
Yeah, excited to be here. Hi, Kristen.
Can you tell my listeners a little bit about your backstory before we get into what we're going to be talking about today?
Sure. I feel like I have so much going on in my life just because I'm in the wake of a big transition. But overall, I would say that I'm really passionate about learning and people, just like the emotional, psychological complexities that we are and that we get to explore throughout life. I have started a business. I love being outside. I'm a certified teacher. I right now work in the agricultural nonprofit space. So I have a lot of experience doing very tangible kind of boots on the ground work, whether it be like in the classroom or out in the field as a farmer. And I have a podcast of my own called Root to Bloom. That's a creative venture for me on which I just chat through some of the what I'm understanding as I'm living this life as a creative individual, but also somebody who's looking to feel strategic and productive in the things that I'm accomplishing. And yeah, so on that show, I explore entrepreneurship as a really as creativity, mm-hmm. and then how we can balance that self-expression and feel well, because I know that a lot of us, and I'm sure you included, like starting your own business can be a challenge, and feeling balanced as a whole person, like thinking about our health and our relationships with others, our fun, like all of those facets of our life can feel like they can get out of sync sometimes when we're throwing our all into, you know, a business launch or a creative project. So that's what I've been exploring over there. And yeah, just happy to hear from you about what you're learning as you are, you know, being creative and having your own ventures. Excited to see where we go today. I also wanted to share where we met, because I think that that's important. And I think why we chose to have this conversation is just fun. And I have mentioned Ange Barnard, our coach, on my podcast several times. I know that she's been a guest on your podcast too. But we met in a mastermind when we would meet every week for several months and share updates about what was going on in our life and what we were proud of. And also then what we would, you know, plan to be working on by the next week. My window is open, so I'm sure there's probably some urban sounds coming in here, but I also get all the bird tweets and I love that. So yeah, we would meet every week and, you know, it was virtual. So there's only like kind of so much that you might be able to like gauge or tell about somebody. But I really admired in you that you had this podcast, because it was something that was on my heart, but that I wasn't able to bring it forward during that time just because I had all of these other like creative projects going on. But now that I do have one, and then as you said, like I happen to be here in Atlanta, it's been really fun to reconnect. Mm-hmm. And I think we both just feel passionate about sharing messages that you know, I know that you have a fun mm-hmm. quote that you like, the mess is your.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin Roberts, who's that very famous broadcaster. She, I believe, started her career in sports broadcasting, and now she's more mainstream. I believe she's on Good Morning America. She's gone through some trials and tribulations in her life. And on the other side of that, she said that she made her mess her message. And I love that, because as we go through and weather the storm, mm-hmm. we are stuck in the thick of it. But then on the other side of it, there's obviously so many different lessons that we've learned and that can help other people.
Yeah. So that, anyway, on my show is what I really try to bring forward. And I think I tie into like my teaching background, for example, is just, I do think that I have a lot of things to share. It's a creative outlet for me. And mm-hmm. just knowing you as somebody who uses your energy in these sort of creative entrepreneurial projects, there was some resonance there. And so we just wanted to share about some of what we're learning and experiencing it as we continue exploring and sharing creative ventures with the world. But I think also there's like an interpersonal piece to me that feels really important is, you know, you can read all of the how-tos about like how to launch a podcast or something like that. But then when you actually get to touch base with somebody and develop a relationship with somebody who is doing a similar thing, it feels like you have more of a personal emotional support in that creative process. And I think that's another thing that we wanted to highlight, just kind of like uplifting each other, but also supporting each other as you are sharing these and navigating the bold moves of doing, right, of putting that out into the world. So I'm curious, what does creativity mean to you? How does that show up in your life, whether that be through your podcast, or I know that there's like an artistic side to marketing. Of course, there's the strategy side too, but how do you express your creativity these days and what does that mean to you?
I think creativity to me is the truest form of myself. It's the ability to be original and to generate new ideas and be creative for the sake of being creative. Letting the ideas flow in a very free form way, not putting too many boundaries around it. A guest on my podcast, his name is Seth Ruggles Heiler. He's an artist. And I interviewed him earlier on in my podcast about his career as an artist, which is innately creative, right? And he said something that I will never forget. He said, "You have to make every mark as though the world depends on it." And that's how I think about creativity, is that I'm just bringing my true self out into the world in the ways that I want to express that. And so you asked me, like, how do I express that creativity? Well, right now I do that through my podcast, where I'm really interested in sharing ideas and stories and tapping into how we all connect on a human level. I also am becoming a speaker. And so I'm putting mm-hmm. a lot of my creative energy right now into building my speech and developing that really is a huge creative endeavor. I also, and then you mentioned, you know, I'm a content marketer, and the core of what I do as a content marketer is tell stories. And so I'm always thinking about, for my clients, what are ways in which we can tell the brand story in a way that is going to resonate and be memorable with their audience, so that there's this connection between brand and potential customer. So those are some ways I'm expressing my creativity right now. I would love to ask you the same question, Kate.
Oh, I think it depends on the day. Some of my, I guess, channels that I feel creative, I write a lot. Lately, I picked up The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. Mm-hmm. And so I've been practicing morning pages, really just to kind of not like be quote unquote artistic in any way, but just simply to express and like clear my mind a little bit and just get stuff out. So I write. I've always turned to writing as a vehicle. I used to write songs when I was in high school, especially. Now those like verses and lines tend to come out more so in like poetry. I would also consider myself a storyteller. That's like kind of a new label or title for me. But even just in sharing the vision and the story behind my business, like, I mean, you could go back and see my Instagram posts that I used to write for my farm. I envisioned when I was writing those that maybe at some day they would go to a more like more of a book or like something. And so I would write these posts that were, you know, sometimes lengthy that may not have been the most like Instagram strategic, whatever, but it was like where I would capture the season at hand or, you know, what I was feeling and just experiencing on the farm. Even just in my emotions, I try to be, when I say creative, I guess just pay attention to how I'm expressing my emotions. And one of the ways, especially stress, because I've been in this like move, new job, big transition period, is I like shake and dance a lot. And not from like, not again, not from like trying to create a routine, like any sort of like poses or routines, but just to get my body moving in a way that I feel like I'm like moving like stress or just like stuck energy through. And I think about that a lot is like, what if I didn't care about what people thought of me, how much more like expressive and wild and free with like my body and my thoughts and my writing and things like that would I be? And I like to think that I'm not paying attention to what people think as much, but I definitely do, I think, we all, you know, and so when I go back to like, what does creativity mean to me? It's something that I really see in like very young children that are just super like zany and out of the box. And wow, where did you even, you know, come up with that? That's kind of where I'm trying to live in, again, is kind of like that state of mind, is that playfulness, that openness, that not necessarily linear thinking. And yeah, it's a practice. Creativity is a practice. And then of course, as you've mentioned, like my podcast has been a really big creative outlet. I enjoy, you know, just the outline kind of brainstorming process of that, getting my ideas onto the page. But then I think the act of speaking is, you know, just in your tones and inflections. And, you know, there's like a cadence to that too that I think is also creative. So yeah, lots of ways. I feel so sad when I hear people say I'm not a creative person. And I guess I just share that like with people who are listening. I believe you are, and maybe I don't even know you, but like, people are creative in their food. People are creative in their movements. People are creative in the way that they show affection. This world, as you said, depends on that creativity. And I think that for people who say that they aren't creative, they're selling themselves and the world short.
Here's a very philosophical question for you, Kate, based on what you just said. The world needs creativity, but does the world value creativity? And I'll share my perspective and then I want to get yours too. I think that the world values success, and often that can get in the way with creativity. And I think, you know, the world values achievement. I guess I should say that the world values achievement. And so I think sometimes achievement and creativity can conflict. And so, you know, you get started to go down this path of achieving, which looks like, you know, the new job promotion or earning more money. And then all of a sudden, this has been my experience, and I'm happy to share a story here, but all of a sudden, you're so, and I know this doesn't relate to everybody. I'm a very ambitious, achievement-oriented person. So this has definitely happened in my life where I have been running on that hamster wheel to just be as successful as I possibly can. You know, I want to make these positive contributions in the world, and the external measure of that is about being as productive as you can, achieving as much as you can. And that has locked, and I use that word really intentionally, my creativity. Mm-hmm. And so only when I've gotten to this place where I talked about the turbulence and the turmoil within me, have I really gotten to a place where I've realized that my creativity and my achievement self are off balance. And I'm leaning way too far into being achievement oriented and not enough into expressing myself creatively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, when you say the world, I definitely know what part of the world you are referring to, which my response to that would be, you know, the American kind of over culture, hustle, profit, capitalism, you know, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think that that world, it values money. Right. And there can be a disconnect there, because I don't think that creativity is like that comfortable linear process, strategic process that equates with, you know, earning the money, being the smartest with your whatever. Can you make money by being creative? Yes. And I think that if we, you know, play into that narrative that most of us are trained with, then that's where that like creativity is zapped, right? When we're like playing into the, oh, I've got to produce X amount of pieces by then, or it needs to be sold for this much by then, or because that's not the purpose of expression. I think that the world, like, the earth spirit, you know, that I think, yes, that totally values creativity, because that is our expression. I think that that's a way that we show love, right? And I think that our world at large, like the ideal,
yes,
where I imagine a lot of us would want to quote unquote be, is very creative based. But yeah, I think we've lost sight of like the internal intrinsic purpose of the creativity.
And I am a subject of that world, right? Like it's been so hard for me to even tap into my creativity at moments in my life, because I've been so trained on the other side of it. And, you know, a really tangible example for people in terms of how the culture stifles creativity. And to your point, Kate, I do want to say American culture, I can't speak on behalf of other cultures, but an example of how society stifles creativity is, look at all the ways that schools cut funding for arts, for theater, for music. Right. These are all very connected ways in which people express creativity, and yet they are not valued by the culture in a lot of cases. And so what's first to get cut from school? And when those programs are not in place, then what do kids learn about themselves and how they should operate in the world? They learn about the fact that getting good grades is the key to success. It's not about expressing yourself fluidly, creatively. It's about chasing the good grades all the time, right? Or getting into the colleges. So that's an interesting example of how people, even if they don't really see it, are trained that achievement is more important than expressing yourself fully and creatively.
Mm-hmm. I think that creative is messy, and therefore it's inconvenient, right? Because like true organic, like what I was talking about like being weird, like if I were to just like put my hands up and start moving my body while I'm like in the line at the bank, people get uncomfortable totally. About that because it's like they don't know, they're not used to like, how do I act in this type of situation? And so if the entire creative process is like inconvenient to the structures and the systems and the, you know, whatever, it's uncontrollable. Like the nature of that flow of that expression is not meant to be stifled. And we have stifled it. And I think that, you know, we could go into lots of conversations yeah. as to the implications of that. And we'll kind of reel it in and talk about on like a personal level why sure. we think that being creative is like a benefit to your life. But yeah, I think creativity is when it's from like that intrinsic place and you're simply just putting it out there and not attached to any sort of like profit or achievement or whatever, it gets messy. And our system doesn't like, it says that it celebrates out of the box, but as long as it's within certain confines, like box within a box kind of thing. So now that you're like in understanding like, okay, yeah. I was maybe zapped yeah. at one point.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said, of course, for like achieving things and feeling proud. What sort of benefits mm-hmm. have you enjoyed mm-hmm. by centering that creativity in your life?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give away one very small part of my Bold Moves keynote. You know, going back to learning that there's so much value in the creativity that comes from inside you and being able to express that, there's so much value. And what I say in the Bold Moves keynote is when you get stuck, when you get rejected, when you hit a wall, because you have defined your bold move from within you, you will be even more motivated to get back up and continue in the fight because your bold move comes from within you, not from some external force. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've learned about creativity, that when you're doing something because it's deep within you, it's that internal compass that guides you along to write your own story, you will feel so much more fulfilled. And so I think that's part of the equation that people don't often, especially as we get into our middle life, get to express, because we've got obligations, we've got patterns, we've got routines that take us away from being able to always be within ourselves. And then of course, this other thing where, oh yeah, I've got to go and earn my living. So, which sometimes for people is not creative. So getting back to your question, Kate, and I might've lost track of it, but you know, this podcast, my podcast and some other things that I do, not to earn a living, but just because it helps me express my true self, brings balance to the equation. Mm-hmm. And when there's balance in my life, I'm happier overall. mm-hmm. And I get to remind myself that I don't need to be doing everything to earn a living. I can do things that are just for me. And that's as valuable as all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be honest with you, some of the stuff I've done on the creative side of my expression has been more exciting and maybe more important than the things I do to earn the living. Like, and I guess I should say, importantly, given me new skills that then I can bring forward in that other aspect of my life too. Right. So, you know, launching a podcast, as you know, Kate, as you've been down that journey recently, there are so many new skills that you acquire along the way. I mean, did mm-hmm. you even know how to produce a podcast before you started? Probably not. Or mm-hmm. edit a podcast or interview people. Like, these are all skills that are learned through our creativity because we decided that we were going to do something that felt really exciting for us and us alone. Mm-hmm. How about you? What type of skills have you learned, or what have you gotten out of some of your creative endeavors?
Yeah,
definitely new skills. And I think that sometimes they translate to things that make money, and sometimes they don't. And because I like learning so much, mm-hmm. that feels fulfilling enough, just because I'm like learning to do these new things. And then it feels really good when I see that I've learned something and that, like you say, like that I can produce something by myself. I guess that kind of feeds that accomplishment, you know, achievement nature for me, even if it's not necessarily tied to money. I think, of course, there is that opportunity. Like when you do follow the creativity, there are opportunities to generate income. There's also opportunities to generate new relationships. Maybe you and I would have stayed in contact after our mastermind, but I also think that because we both have podcasting, for example, as a way that we express ourselves, that like has built that connection or what we have in common. And so because I've pursued podcasting as a vehicle for my creativity, as have you, mm-hmm. that I think has contributed to our relationship that may not have existed. Like we may not be in touch anymore if it weren't for that. And so I just think about like the different classes or outlets that I have been a part of, like poetry. I've mentioned this on my podcast. I'm a part of a poetry class, and I've just connected with people from all over the world that because I am in these classes, in this outlet, in this kind of forum, I would not have met otherwise. And so I think that, of course, being around new people contributes to new skill building and just exploration. And it's fun, I guess, to, yeah, just keep like exploring. And I think, as you said too, that balance, and that's definitely something that I continue to explore, because sure, some people could say, wow, on top of a full-time job, you also have a podcast, or you also have, you know, you're also preparing a keynote, or you're also launching a poetry book or whatever it is. And yeah, and I feel like because I have both of those things in my life, I'm able to show up better in both places, because I know that I have, for example, the income I need to give me time to support creative projects. Yeah. And on the other hand, I know that I'm expressing myself in all these ways. And so I can like channel that into the professional work that I'm doing. I'm one of those people that I really, really need to feel like very aligned in the work that I'm doing. I know that some people mm-hmm. can go to a desk or a job and like, you know, kind of check their boxes and it's 9-to-5 thing and that's that. But I really do get a lot of inspiration and expression in my professional spaces too. And, you know, when we were talking earlier about your creative outlets, I really like seeing teams as another way to express mm-hmm. and learn from. Like, I think that when you are working in a team environment, you know, obviously there's like the professional, tangible work that you do, but then building a team is creative, and everybody's going to do that differently. And the style or the flair in which you do that, I would argue, is completely creative, right? It's like how you express and present and formulate that area to the world. Do you consider yourself to be an entrepreneur?
I call myself a storytelling entrepreneur, actually. I did not grow up with entrepreneurs as parents. I didn't really know entrepreneurs growing up. The first time I saw an entrepreneur in action was my second job, but it's kind of my first job because I wasn't at that first job for very long. I actually interviewed my boss, Nick Powles, on this podcast. He runs an agency called No Limit Agency, and he started his business just before, maybe he was 30, and I was the second or third employee, maybe the second. And so I got to watch him really closely hit the pavement and do the thing. And I guess that's inherently creative because you wear all the hats, and to get a new idea off the ground requires a lot of creative thinking. And as I think about my life over the last 15 years or 16 or however many years I've been a professional adult, I've learned the creativity of entrepreneurship many, many times. I launched a business called Love Notary in 2015. And the origination of that idea came out of my creativity. I was sitting on the couch in my New York City apartment, and I looked to my left, and there was a photo of me and my husband, who were newly married at the time. And I remember thinking, that picture does capture 1,000 words, but not really. Like, to me, I was reminded of all of the different memories that we had shared together in our relationship up to that point. But I, of course, I remember them, but I also questioned whether when I was older, if I would remember them. I thought about how we met. I thought about how we got engaged, some of our first moments together. And it led me to this realization that the world's greatest love stories are fictional. So think Romeo and Juliet or The Notebook. They get documented, but why don't real life love stories get documented? And that was the origination for what Love Notary became, which is I write real life love stories for engaged couples so that they would forever remember those memories and be able, importantly, and be able to pass them down for generations. Because as we know, word of mouth only goes so far until we get to a point of telephone. And just like now our parents are getting older and we think more about, are we going to remember all the stories that they have told us and honor their life in that way, that we can share and pass down those stories. And so, yes, entrepreneurship is definitely creative because in many cases it comes from something that you're seeking to change or a problem that you're seeking to solve in a new way. And then there's so much creativity in how that gets pulled forward through your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's definitely like problem solving is a word that I equate with entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And then the self-expression, because you and I could have the same problem, but the way that we then decide to, you know, put that into a business or a product or a service, how it might be two completely different things. And yeah, that's why I argue or promote that one of the most powerful ways that people can be creative is through being an entrepreneur. And I think that that word can be kind of intimidating for people. Yeah.
I think that entrepreneurial, maybe as an adjective, versus being an entrepreneur, right? Because I think this podcast, by all intents and purposes, is a entrepreneurial endeavor. And I like actually putting that frame around it rather than saying it's a business, because the podcast is not a business right now. But it is a side project. It is definitely something that has the capacity to become a business, but it's not that right now. And that's okay. I think once you start talking, I'm an entrepreneur, or that gets intimidating, but the word entrepreneurial is ingenuity, is creativity, is fresh, original thinking, right? So I think if we think about it in that way, it's a little bit more approachable.
Mm-hmm. And passionate too. I think that, you know, back to that creative expression, it is challenging to get something off the ground. And if you don't really love it, it's pretty easy. It's way easier to quit when the going gets tough to see it all the way through.
What do you hope people take away? What do you hope people get from this episode?
I guess that it's okay to be messy, that you don't need to have it all figured out, and that most pretty much everybody is making it up anyway. You know, I think that we really like to have it's I've said it before, you know, like it's really comfortable to have that polished story or that polished product, service, brand. But there is a lot that happens before that, like, you know, tied in a, you know, the box with the bow kind of thing. And that it's okay to not have an immediate answer, that it's okay to workshop things, that it's okay to start a creative venture and then decide, you know what, that this isn't really working for me anymore. And that it's okay to not follow a linear path. I think especially in your episodes, I've heard that most people don't, that like deciding to, you know, like be bold or to really listen to what it is that your, you know, soul is seeking, it's going to take you in like this ping pong zigzag journey. Yeah. And creativity, I think, is going to be the same way. So yeah, if people feel like they need permission to not have all the answers or to be messy and to experiment and play and, you know, roll around in the mud and climb up in the trees like kids do, I think we need more of those reminders.
I love that. Yeah. I think I would answer that if you feel stuck right now with where you are and you know you want to change, let your curiosity wander into discovering yourself a little bit more and find the creativity in you through that process. And just open up your mind to whatever it is. Don't put any boundaries around it and see what comes up. And then follow that for a little while and see how that feels. I know for me, being able to unlock the curiosity and then get into my creative bold moves has been really such a key to writing my own story. I think my takeaway here is, how are you stifling your creative self, which is the truest form of yourself? And go down that journey. Mm-hmm. Go have a look inside and go down that journey and figure out what is the creative expression of you.
Yeah. I would add to is, I guess, in it's okay to be messy. It's okay to be, you know, it's okay to explore, is that we, when a lot of us feel stuck, we are worthy of not, and I wear this shirt on purpose. It says worthy for anybody who will see this video, but it says worthy. It's actually a restaurant up in Vermont, but I love it. We are worthy of that fluid flow state of not feeling stuck. Mm-hmm. And it can be really uncomfortable to be in that period of stuckness for so long, but that's a symptom that should point us to like, hey, okay, well, I need to try something new, or hey, I need to talk to more people, or hey, I need to like get way out of my box and like move my body for a second. You know, yeah. I think that feeling stuck is a symptom, and we are completely worthy of feeling like we are just completely free to express ourselves. And yeah, I'm excited about more people feeling worthy of that and waking up to that opportunity. And also, I'm just happy that we're sharing this space, because I think that's the other point, is like sometimes when they're like, okay, well, I feel stuck, I don't really know where to go. I think seeing other people that seem to be expressing themselves in a creative way in like whatever medium, that could be a really easy place to start, is to just like talk with people who you are recognizing seem to, from the outside anyway, like seem to be expressing themselves, and say like, hey, how do you get unstuck? Or hey, how are you feeling comfortable to share these ideas? Or how have you built your business? And so I'm just really happy to be finding myself in a community of entrepreneurs, creatives who value that self-expression, because I'm learning from everybody who I connect with in that way.
Really, really good. You said that your word of the year was bold in 2024. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose bold, and how has that defined your year so far in terms of the attitudes and the behaviors you've had?
Because I was stuck. I was stuck.
How did bold contribute to getting unstuck? Like, what was the idea there?
I think that there's like a gentle way to work yourself out of stuckness, you know, like massaging, soothing, whatever. But when you feel stuck or just like that kind of knowing that things could potentially be different and you feel that way for a long time, I think that you need to take radical responsibility of how you're living your life to change that stuckness, because I was tired of kind of feeling out of sync. That's not a good feeling. And so my word being bold was kind of like a promise to myself that I was going to kind of take things to the next level in terms of my commitment to showing up for myself and living a life that felt more like in flow. So yeah, have made a lot of big, bold moves since then, which I have.
Including just blowing up, I would say blowing up your entire life, right?
Yes, blowing up my entire life, leaving a partner, leaving a business, leaving my home, leaving my dog, starting a brandy new life in a brandy new city in a, more or less a field that I have experience in, which is agriculture, but kind of a bridge of all of my other experiences. And also in all the fun ways, like launching a podcast is bold. Going on some trips that I went on this year that didn't necessarily like make sense from the outside to people, like why I would do certain things.
Yeah.
But yeah, being bold, living a life for me. How about you? You had a similar word this year, didn't you?
I define the word significance for myself. I didn't mean significance in terms of proving myself. I meant significance in the way of leading conversations that could have a significant impact on the world. And so really it was about, for me, doing something that matters for me and also then would have that ripple effect outward. I came up with the word is because of Seth Godin quote in The Song of Significance, which is a book he wrote. It says that significance means it isn't what we get, it's what we do for others. Mm-hmm. And for me, my purpose statement out of that word then became do work that matters and has this positive impact on society. I have a question, Kate, that I ask all my podcast guests, and I would love to ask it of you. What do you know today about being bold you wish you would have known earlier on?
I know that I don't want to say it's going to be better than you anticipated, but it's going to be different than you anticipated in a really enlightening way. And I say the word enlightening not always in a joyous way, but like an expansive way, that on the other side of that bold move are going to be lessons and people and places and experiences that were in a blind spot for you before taking that leap. And that is more true every time I, you know, set myself up and leap. Well, I feel like our conversation today is boldly significant in the sense that it's just, you know, it's new. This was new for both of us, and kind of like this episode exchange and pretty like organic conversation. And it has felt significant to me anyway, just to connect with you in this way and to be able to share our perspectives and experience with hopefully now like double that many more people just in two different platforms. Can you share like what's going on for you in the sense of if like people to connect with you and how to follow along? Because I know you do some virtual stuff too.
Yes. As I said, my podcast is Bold Moves, How Did You Know? It's available on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify. It's even on YouTube. So if you prefer to watch your podcast, definitely go and follow me there. My website is kristinrocco.com. So you can find me there. That website presence is in part my content marketing consulting business, but then also is a place where I host all of the podcast assets, including how you can join the podcast club, which is what Kate is referring to. It's the place where we, after every episode, get a chance to not just reiterate what the episode was about, but I share some of my key takeaways and what I learned and what I'm going to be applying moving forward based on those conversations to help people also think deeply about the episode after it airs. I also share what I'm working on from a Bold Moves perspective, and you can follow along my journey and keep me accountable to being bold in my daily life. And then, as Kate is saying, I host Bold Move dinners across the country physically. So when I'm in a different area of the country, I try to pull together an amazing group of people to share in and celebrate the spirit of boldness. But I'm also going virtual, and you know, there's a lot of places I can't be all at one time. There's also a lot of people out there who would love to connect with other people who are committed to being bold. And so I am doing virtual happy hours. I would really love, so maybe Kate, you can keep me accountable, but I would love to be able to host, facilitate Bold Move Masterminds. That's an idea that I have for 2025. So those are all the ways you can follow me. And Kate, how can listeners follow you?
Yeah, I'm most active on Instagram. My podcast Instagram is root2bloom_podcast. And then I'll link my personal Instagram below where it has like just a lot of my poetry and nature tidbits, and it's pronounced questions anyone. People never quite get the pun there because it's spelled kind of like how my name is. So that's questions anyone. And there's a link on both of those accounts to my Patreon, which is a budding community that I'm stewarding just as a part of this podcast, the Root to Bloom podcast, to share some of the strategies and tools and things like that that I help to just like feel balanced in my life. So things I've posted over there include a mind map was one that I did recently. I've shared how I organize my calendar. I'm going to be doing an episode on budgeting. So people who are members, will have access to like how I keep track of my finances and things like that. But also just to like steward this community of entrepreneurs. And hopefully, as you said, there's some sort of like mastermind or collaboration where different entrepreneurs can. I like how you say like it's like you don't necessarily have to have a business, you're just looking for this creative outlet. So there's a couple different ways to support on Patreon. And I guess as we close, my word for the year was bold, but bold can also be softening. And I think when people go into like, I'm going to launch a business or I'm going to be creative or it's like still this mindset of like grind. And that is not where our most loving, effective, powerful ideas, like from this place of force. And a lot of my boldness this year was just like leaning in to people and surrendering to the unknown and remembering my authenticity. And that comes from a place of being gentle with myself, which is, again, something that I'm exploring, just this relationship between wellness and creative outlets such as entrepreneurship. So I feel really relaxed after our conversation and really inspired. And just really grateful that we connected in this way, Kristin. And I look forward to attending your I'm signed up to attend your virtual happy hour, and I hope to meet people in person soon. So thanks for being a bold pillar in my life.
Oh, Kate, thank you so much. It's been awesome getting to know you and support each other on our unique journeys. I also want to let people know that we would love, Kate and I would love for you to come over to Instagram. My Instagram is at Kristen Rocco, and Kate, your Instagram again?
Root2Bloom_podcast.
Okay. And share your creative project with us. We are going to post this episode as a collaborative post on both of our Instagrams, and we want to hear from you about what creative project are you working on. And I hope this has maybe inspired you to be more motivated around your creativity that you're working on already, or maybe you even have an idea for something creative that you want to express. So come and share all of your great ideas. We would love to follow you. So we look forward to reading all of those comments, and we'll see you at the next episode. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
One last thing before I leave you today. I'm your bold moves encouraging friend who wants to inspire and empower you to make bold moves to achieve your greatest dreams. I also need to remind you that this podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. I'm not a licensed therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, psychotherapist, medical professional, accountant, lawyer, or other qualified professional. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.